With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. Composer Charles Villiers Stanford was born September 30, 1852, in Dublin. His influence as a composer of sacred music and teacher of at least two great English composers of the early 20th century was significant. On today's program, we'll celebrate his 165th birthday listening to his music, as well as some of that by his illustrious students Gustav Holst and Ralph Vaughan Williams. We'll begin this birthday celebration with the one hymn tune for which Stanford is probably most celebrated today, Engelberg, which was composed in 1904. It's paired with Fred Pratt Green's glorious 1972 text, When in Our Music God is Glorified. James Morrow leads the University of Texas Chamber Singers, accompanied by Jerry Hancock. When in Our Music God is Glorified, with tune by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, was sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, James Morrow conducting. The year after Stanford composed that hymn tune, he published a set of three motets in 1905. They were dedicated to his successor as organist at Trinity College, Cambridge, Alan Gray, and the choir there. They're some of his finest choral compositions, and we'll hear the second of the set, Beati Quorum Via, which sets the first verse of Psalm 119. Blessed are those that are undefiled in the way and walk in the law of the Lord. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in this recording. Beati Quorum Via by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, born 165 years ago this month. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers. We move now to one of the morning canticles, the Benedictus from Stanford's service in B-flat. The men and boys of the choir of the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Albans sing, under the direction of Barry Rose.
Thank you.
Barry Rose led the choir of the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Alban in the Benedictus in B-flat by C.V. Stanford. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford was born into a prosperous family in Dublin, where his father was an attorney and hoped his son would follow in his footsteps. On learning of Charles' hopes for a life in music, father insisted on him receiving an education in the classics as well. He attended Queen's College, Cambridge, and following his studies, quickly became organist of Trinity College, Cambridge, a post he held until 1892. During that time, he traveled several times to Leipzig to study composition further and befriended Joseph Joachim, close associate of Brahms, which may have had some bearing on some Brahmsian influences in Stanford's music yet to come. We'll listen next to his evening canticles in C, composed in 1909. The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis are sung by the Winchester Cathedral Choir, directed by David Hill. Stephen Farr plays the organ. The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in C by Stanford were sung by the Winchester Cathedral Choir. David Hill conducted. Stanford was one of the founding faculty members of the Royal College of Music in London, opened in 1883. He was appointed professor of composition and orchestral playing. Thus began a long succession of students, several of whom would eclipse their teacher's fame in the early years of the 20th century. Students like John Ireland, Herbert Howells, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and our next composer, Gustav Holst. We'll hear Holst's setting of the Nunc Dimittis for 8-part unaccompanied choir as it's sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by David Hill. Nunc Dimittis by Gustav Holst, a student of Charles Villiers Stanford, whose 165th birthday we're celebrating on today's program. David Hill led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Perhaps influenced by Antonin Dvorak's biblical songs of 1895, Stanford sought to create his own genre of sacred song, and in 1910 produced the six Bible songs, Opus 113. Each was written for solo voice and organ, and each was also paired with a choral hymn or short hymn anthem. These hymns functioned not unlike chorales in the cantatas of J.S. Bach and other Lutheran composers, where the hymn comments theologically on the scriptural text of the song. From that set of Bible songs, we'll listen to the third, A Song of Hope, a pensive setting of Psalm 130. It's followed by the hymn, In Thee Is Gladness. William Kendall sings the song, accompanied by David Hill. The choir of Winchester Cathedral sings the hymn.
Thank you.
A song of hope was followed by the hymn In Thee Is Gladness. The choir of Winchester Cathedral and tenor William Kendall performed. All were led by David Hill. Another product of Stanford's tutelage at the Royal College of Music was Ralph Vaughan Williams, who certainly needs no further introduction here, as his music and hymn settings form a core of 20th century church music. His Festival Te Deum was composed for the coronation of George VI in 1937, and we'll hear it performed by the choir of Westminster Abbey. Douglas guest conducts with Timothy Farrell at the organ.
Thank you. Far off.
The Festival Te Deum by Ralph Vaughan Williams was sung by the choir of Westminster Abbey. Douglas Guest conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The same year he composed The Evening Service in C, 1910, Stanford wrote a simple, dignified, and lovely setting of a text from Revelation, often used in funeral services. I Heard a Voice from Heaven is actually an extended version of an earlier anthem he composed in 1886 for the funeral of a dear friend from Cambridge. The Cambridge singers perform under the direction of John Rutter. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Thank you.
The Cambridge Singers performed I Heard a Voice from Heaven by C.V. Stanford. John Rutter conducted. Succeeding generations of composers were inspired and influenced by Stanford, even if they didn't study with him directly. William H. Harris, who became well known as a choir trainer and later as organist at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, was encouraged early on by Stanford in his composition. We'll hear an organ piece by Harris, written in 1947, titled Flourish for an Occasion. Colm Carey plays the Liturno organ at the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Flourish for an Occasion by William H. Harris was performed by Colm Carey. He played the organ at the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music marking the 165th birthday of composer Charles Villiers Stanford. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.